Welcome to another episode of Just Me Have a Beard. Chris here. Coming at you with another episode with a great guest. Had him on Techotastic. Now you're jumping over on Just Me Have a Beard. Welcome again, Dad.
Right on. Figured it'd be the next episode we do again, right?
It had to. Had to have been.
What was the other episode about? Do you even remember that?
It was about milestones.
Milestone, so, that was the...
Yes. Tech milestones.
So what's this one about?
We're going to talk about being present. And what does present mean in this episode? A lot of other stuff we're going to go over as well. I had a Australian music artist message me on Facebook. Facebook filtered it out a couple months ago, apparently, and I had to click on a few things and found it and gave me three tracks. We're going to feature them throughout the episode, so stay tuned for that.
What's the name?
It's the artist Muggsy. Muggsy the artist.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a good Australian rapper name, I feel. Muggsy.
Muggsy.
Yeah, Muggsy from Down Under.
Fit the bill.
Yeah, so good shout out to him. I appreciate him reaching out, and we're definitely going to feature his music on here.
Sounds good.
Support him.
I'll tune in to him.
And we're going to post up all the great links so you can follow him if you like the music. I'm sure he's got all his social media hooked up on there, so be sure to check that out. If you want to listen to the last episode, Techotastic, featuring my dad as well. You can find that on Podomatic or on Facebook. So just go on facebook.com/ETAcast. You'll find it on there.
Yeah, you should have a video bonus. If Chris...
That's in the deep web, Dad.
Oh, okay.
That's in the deep web.
Yeah, there's a video. Video episode that I was doing off to the side.
Right. Yeah. Yep. Capture the whole thing on video. In the deep archived. Archive.org.
Right. So did you say Techotastic?
That's what we did last, yeah.
That okay.
Yeah. Okay. You remember that, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Trust Me, I Have a Beard podcast.
Yeah, we're on Trust Me, I Have a Beard. So this is more of, you know, free-flowing podcast where any sort of topics that pop in my head, I'll just record it. Yeah, this is the one where I really feature guests. So, welcome again, Dad.
Right on.
You got anything to say?
Not yet.
Any reporting?
Not yet.
Reporting news? No.
Not yet.
Okay. Well, now we got all the sort of razzmatazz aside, right? Let's jump into the news before we talk about the actual topic of the show. So, being that this is the end of
topics,
news topics.
Yeah,
we're going over them. Hold your horses.
I can see them. I'm just wanting you to say them. I want you to flow with the ebb and flow.
Yeah. So, I know it's the end of September, but I have to talk about this because this was a really crazy event that happened, unfortunate event where Hurricane Dorian sat over the Bahamas for, I think it was 2 days or something like that. Category 3 or 4.
Right.
Sat over the Bahamas, completely devastated it, because, I mean, anyone that's been in a hurricane knows that if it sits over something, that's a lot of water. All right. Get a lot of water, all those winds just battering down the whole time. So needless to say, Bahamas got completely ruined.
Bahamas?
The Bahamas. I think you can go on Carnival and volunteer, apparently, and get a super cheap discount.
Yeah, so that. That's pretty cool. Volunteerism.
Voluntourism.
Tourism, yeah. Yeah. Voluntourism.
Yeah. That's a pretty good idea. You know, I mean, they have to run a business, but they're also trying to help out the Bahamas, and it sucks that they're the only ones kind of doing that. But if you know an avenue to reach out, go ahead and reach out. Help them out however you can. Goes a long way, I'm sure. Even if you can go over there, I mean, that'd be the best way to do it. You can go over there, help out. I definitely want to do that a few times. I mean, this, no matter how you look at the weather, it's still devastating to those people around. So, just to kind of like go out there and help out firsthand sounds like the best way of doing it. What do you think?
If you're that type of person, then yeah, because these natural disasters are going to happen all the time. They're not going to stop. That's how it is here. So it was bad that that happened, but that's the time where if you're that type of person to help other people, then your time is now. So that would be, you know, kind of like being in the present. You don't... you can have empathy, but you really should never have sympathy, because you can't live in the present if you do, and then you just follow through with whatever you want, no matter what happens around you. I mean, like, if you don't live near the Bahamas, I mean, it's not going to be very practical, or maybe it is. Maybe money's not a problem, but, you know, getting there, there's other ways that you can... help other people without actually seeing them.
Yeah, there could be more productive avenues, absolutely. Yeah. And yeah, it's a good point. Being present, you got to be present in that moment. If you feel like you should do that, maybe you should.
Exactly.
All right. Yeah. So that was just very devastating to watch. I was over in Tallahassee. So it didn't affect over there. It didn't affect really the west coast of Florida at all. And it bumped some waves over on the east coast, I'm sure. But definitely very devastating. And that that depression that just whomped East Texas. Right? Was it East Texas? Yeah.
Yeah.
Just completely whomped East Texas and flooded out there. So, you know, whenever those events happen... Yeah, that's definitely a good check and balance right there on your presence.
Yeah, that's the only time that people really are grounded to be present again is when a natural disaster happens or a catastrophe or some kind of tragedy or something. That's when they become present. That's not really a good way to live. When that happens and you're grounded and you're present, it's not very fun present.
Yeah.
To let the key that is- happen... because that's what brings people together.
Right. And the key is to... why don't you put that notch down there? The key is to be present each day, right? We'll jump into that a little bit more. let's talk a little bit more about news. So I know we got the impeachment thing.
We're going to talk about the bloodsuckers.
We're talking about some bloodsuckers here, Dad. Okay. Some politics. Ticks are sucking those bloods. So yeah, there's been impeachment news been circulating like crazy, more so than ever, I would say. Who knows what's gonna happen with that? I think it's a waste of time, in my opinion. And let's see, the Democratic debates happen, and I had some good candidates. I like, you know, Gabbard's great. Sucks that they're kind of pushing her out.
Well, she's in the next one, so...
Mm-hmm.
That'll be interesting to see what transpires then, because she's a soldier, an active soldier. She's a congressperson, active. So you have someone that has the total best interest of the nation... in front and in back of her. So I'm not really sure what to make of her character yet, but apparently she passed the set limit for the committee that says they can be on stage or not. I think they want her on stage for the theater.
Some sort of democratic.
It's a theater. I mean, that's really all it's ever been to
you
be.
You gotta
it's
win
just a bunch of
votes
theater.
And favors and shit. Pay your way into it. How much money you have in your bank account?
Pretty much.
Yeah. I mean, let's just face it too. The debates are complete gong show. Absolute gong show. I mean, it's good reality TV for sure.
Well, if anything, it gives people insight on their character. That's why I say that's the only reason why I pay attention to them.
Definitely. If you can extrapolate that from the debate, and you can at least walk away knowing that, yeah, this person's speaking some sort of sense or just how they're reacting in those in that environment. Because it's silly how they set it up. But it's definitely not for a debate. Fucking high school debates are way tamer, aren't they?
Right.
So I like Gabbard, Yang, and Sanders. That's who I'm kind of looking at.
That's who you're cheerleading for?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just in the middle of the field right now.
You're the cheerleader?
Yeah, so.
You're still a cheerleader?
No, not necessarily a cheerleader. Let's call it a fanboy.
You're a fan man?
Fan man. Yeah. The fan man.
Yeah, well, until these people are held accountable every moment, then it's going to constantly be theater.
Yeah.
That's all people are going to get. If they hold them accountable,
right,
then it's going to be reality TV because it's true. Because they know they're being monitored. They know they're being checked. They know that they're being watched moment by moment. So until they're held accountable, it's not going to change. It's going to be theater show. And as far as the impeachment goes, I don't know if that's a impeachable offense. If it is, and they wrote such a law, because they wrote these laws about this impeachable whistleblowing about 5 years ago in 2015, 2013. And if this is what's true, then that's pretty sad.
Yeah. I mean, just the fact that they want to impeach Bill Clinton for getting a blowjob is kind of sad, too. But it just shows you how silly politics can be, especially when one side doesn't like the other and they're trying to nitpick every sort of little fucking thing. I mean, trying to compare it to a mafia call is just very rudimentary. You know, hey, can you do me a favor? That's how they're basically trying to enact that sort of call. And I'm no fan of Trump. No, but yeah, it's just weird. Let's move past it. Focus on the election, if anything.
That's your summary?
It's my summary of it. Sticking to it.
All right.
Before we jump into the topic, let's go ahead and feature Muggsy here. So if you want to follow him, it's going to be at official Muggsy. That's M-U-G-Z or Z, some people like to say. Y, Muggsy. M-U-G-Z-Y. Official Muggsy. And, cool beats and whatnot. I like to hear more of his stuff. So I'll feature him. Check him out. Have a listen. And we'll jump into the topic.
Make something, people push us down and we keep on running. Walk through the storm, walk through the war. Bust through, say we're taking it all. We're going for our dream, can't stop this team. Rushing in and we're changing this scene. You think you can stop our movement glory, but we're standing tall in the story. I'm sick of these people being disrespectful. Can't see we're working hard, it's a mantle. All around the clock, it's never endful. You can't do the same, so don't step two. Us in a crew, step one, step two. We wanted this from the start, so we're coming through. In your street, bringing that hardcore beat, making that movement from under your feet. From always something new, hate is what you're gonna do. You're gonna look stupid on what you tried to prove, because we're pumped in on your block. Sending out here my message when we're ready to drop. Yeah,
you can't stop us, we're unstoppable. You can't stop us, bro, we're unstoppable. You can't stop us, we're unstoppable.
It's our mission and we're ready to rock. Yeah,
you can't stop us, we're unstoppable. You can't stop us, bro, we're unstoppable. You can't stop us, we're unstoppable.
Forward momentum and we ain't gonna stop.
Cause I find me an addict. Cause that forward momentum, I gotta have it, have at it. Not half as good as the next man. 10 times, bro, gotta grab it by the scruff of the neck, wring it out. End up as a wreck, work it out. Gotta keep it in check, sing it out. That's the name of the game, that's what life's about. To reflect with the best of them. That's what you like to call life's tests, I guess. When you cry, when you're pressed, I said, that's what I like to call life's tests, you mesh. Ha, what a sesh. But if you still see rain, then you need to digest what I put in your brains like a pill. It'll make you insane unless you kill. What put you here? Who you think you are? You're the highest man here? Well, that's a start. Look around, take it in, we take it all. Now sit back, watch, begin. You can't stop us, we're unstoppable. You can't stop us, bro, we're unstoppable. You can't stop us, we're unstoppable.
It's our mission and we're ready to rock, yeah.
You can't stop us, we're unstoppable. You can't stop us, bro, we're unstoppable. You can't stop us, we're unstoppable.
Forward momentum and we ain't gonna stop. Run this town like Jay-Z and Kanye. Me and Pablo doing it the Aussie way. The temptation with fire in our eyes, getting closer to that one true prize. From the honesty of a hip-hop prodigy, I keep telling myself nothing's gonna stop me. For that dream to make it come true, that's why we speak the truth in the booth.
Yeah, we spit truth, call us the criers. We sing loudly, so call us the choir. Me and Muggsy, born in the fire. No pad and pen, yeah, that's all we require. In the booth, to spit truth. And the crowd to rock, raise your hands to the roof. You can't stop us now, so turn up the track. Let's hear it loud, yeah. You can't stop us, we're unstoppable. You can't stop us, bro, we're unstoppable. You can't stop us, we're unstoppable.
It's our mission and we're ready to rock, yeah.
You can't stop us, we're unstoppable. You can't stop us, bro, we're unstoppable. You can't stop us, we're unstoppable.
Forward momentum and we ain't gonna stop. When I started to rap and I was on this journey, every day I feel like I was learning. You made me feel like my future was burning, but I'm here right now, yeah, I'm worthy. When I started to rap and I was on this journey, every day I feel like I was learning. You made me feel like my future was burning, but I'm here right now, yeah, I'm worthy. Misery is how it started, no scenery or harvest. I always shed a tear or heartless. Pain became a darkness, hit me when I was 15. Had no future, had no dream, until everyone pushed me in between. Then hip-hop, yeah, was my scene. I found something to find myself to get me out of this living hell. I got back up, come on, when I fell and said the truth on what I had to tell. A new man with discipline, when the culture had witnessed my sin, I felt that I had to shine within. Show the world that I was ready to begin. Almost about to be given in, until hip-hop gave me a new beginning. When I started to rap and I was on this journey, every day I feel like I was learning. You made me feel like my future was burning, but I'm here right now, yeah, I'm worthy. When I started to rap and I was on this journey, every day I feel like I was learning. You made me feel like my future was burning, but I'm here.
yeah, I'm worthy. Drop down rhymes, but needed material. Started writing songs and hit the studio. Shalom City was so surreal. Felt like a proposition on what they built. Over a 2-year period, I made Ride or Die. When it came out, I thought the gangsta style was my life. Now looking back, I'm ashamed, should've thought twice. Just want to live like the odds in my mind. Guess it made me walk more around like a joke. Even when I got that back respect, I lied. Kill my hopes. Time to go back to the raps and suicide notes. I want to learn again and I couldn't cope. In an atmosphere full of pain, while I was trying to make a difference in my place. Seemed like a disgrace, people trying to kill my fate. All because I don't appeal to your taste. When I started to rap and I was on this journey, every day I feel like I was learning. You made me feel like my future was burning. But I'm here right now, yeah, I'm worthy. When I started to rap and I was on this journey, every day I feel like I was learning. You made me feel like my future was burning. But I'm here right now, yeah, I'm worthy. But no, after all, hip-hop had my mindset. I learned more about the culture to build my rep. The founding fathers, the four elements to take me further. First you got rap, then you got DJ. Breaking with the B-boys, graffiti on the freeway. I started meeting groups who love the culture. Share history, build connects and got bolder. We all have different journeys and as a follower, I believe that as times get older, we roll as one, all together. Nothing will ever separate us, never. Started to become a smarter MC. Quit hiding cause the pain in my words set me free. And I became stronger, no one could touch me. As I was building the name, Muggsy. When I started to rap and I was on this journey, every day I feel like I was learning. You made me feel like my future was burning. But I'm here right now, yeah, I'm worthy. When I started to rap and I was on this journey, every day I feel like I was learning. You made me feel like my future was burning. But I'm here right now, yeah, I'm worthy.
That air for something to use it. It's amazing how these people look at you different, because you're not the same man, it's just so infant. What do you want me to be just like you? Nah, 1 + 1 for me doesn't equal 2. Equal 2, how is it when this world works? But these people don't pull you in, so all it does is hurt. No respect and no love. There will never be a change when these people will all rise above. It's a democracy, so approximately my rage will burst out. And all you have to do is just stop with me. Increase the peace at least for once, so we can breathe without all. Yeah, yeah, getting teased, cause right now we are all crying in the rain, ripping our hair out, going insane, yeah. Don't understand me.
But if the feeling was right, you might comprehend me.
Comprehend me, yeah, come on.
You don't understand me. But if the feeling was right, you might comprehend me.
Now I'm gonna be talking about myself, a lonely wolf, and you're all the wealth. The finger is like pulling a trigger, blow my brains out. When you call me wigger, you go figure. F you to the boots, you see the baggy jeans and chains that label me like I'm some kind of funny. See, why? Because my skin is white and not black. It's the love for hip-hop, not to be labeled as that. It's a disappointment
for your enjoyment as a joke. I feel like grabbing my hands around your throat to choke. I know it's scary, but that's the very thing I'm intent to do. If it comes to that, man, there's no stopping me to you. We all go a little mad sometimes. Maybe cause all the haters know how to push all the bad lines. Why? Because they just don't like who we are. So what? We are fine to become an inner star. Inner star, yeah.
You don't understand me.
You don't understand me.
But if the feeling was right, you might comprehend me.
Comprehend me, yeah, come on. So when these people say respect all, but they turn into two faces walking down the dark hall, it's because they don't have a change of heart. All they love to do is rip people apart. Dissing is the mission, giving their suicidal ignition. A thumbs up for the people to be witnessing. Trust me, I know, I've been through that horror show. Saw the light and thought it was a no-go. But to top it all off, just be yourself underneath. Just look up to the skies and think about the peace. At least because we are that beautiful person. Just to be earning what we are deserving. A little respect, is that too much for the sake of it? And to be awakening from it? No, because we've got something to prove. Coming together as a culture, we have nothing to lose. Yeah. You don't understand me.
But if the feeling was right, you might comprehend me.
Comprehend me, yeah, come on. You don't understand me.
But if the feeling was right, you might comprehend me.
Comprehend me, yeah, come on.
All right, here we go. Okay. Hope you like that. And remember, if you do, check out Muggsy on Facebook. Hit that like button on there. I'm sure he appreciates that. And thanks, man, for reaching out again. So let's jump into the topic here, Dad. Being present. Right? There's a couple questions I wrote down that we can ask ourselves and ponder. There's multiple ways of looking at it, because that's how funny our English language is.
Okay, let's hear it.
You know, being present and how to remain with yourself each day. And the key word is each day, right? Each day you wake up and you have to have a presence in the world. Therefore, you have a present that's dealt you. Right?
Yeah, the world is your present.
Yeah, you're dealt another present each day.
Right. But most people don't see it that way.
Yeah, they don't.
They look at it as today.
Right. Yeah.
They don't look at it as the present. But there's a lot of buzz about living in the now, and there's no such thing as time and all this, and I guess that's why you picked this topic.
Not necessarily.
It's most important.
But that, yeah, that is definitely a factor. People are, you know, saying that more and more. They're meditating. They're finding this. They're understanding what it means to observe and be aware, have presence in this world.
Right.
So, I mean, that's how I look at it. And I know that you look at it in a similar fashion. And you taught me about each day, right? So each day, you want to count each day rather than break it down into a year, because that is you're compacting it.
And, you mean by measuring it by the year?
Yeah, measuring how old you are, how many years I got.
Right.
And sure, you can definitely break it down into, you know, simple little math equation. It's important to know how many days you've had.
How many presents you get.
Yeah, how many presents you get on this planet.
Yeah, while you're here.
Yeah.
So, to me, that's the most important number to remember instead of your Social Security number or SOFI number or your phone number, all these numbers that you can remember so easily, but you don't even know how many presents and how many numbers you've been here. It's kind of a, you know, that should tell you about how much you actually care. So if you don't care to know how many presents that you've had here, then your life is going to pretty much reflect that. Reflect that meaning you might have, say, out of 360 days, you might have 100 bad days, bad presents. And I believe the reason for that is because you don't know your true number. Your true number meaning how many presents each day since you were born into this place.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's good to have a good perspective. And what's more relative than each day? I mean, you live through each day. You have to focus on what you're going to do for that day, right? Unless you're, unfortunately, like a lot of other people, where they're just manifesting their day into television and consuming media all the time.
Being entertained.
Right. You have to appreciate that in turn. So it's pretty easy to break it down. Each day that you have, measure it out like that. So
you mean how many that you have?
Yeah.
So how many do you have?
10,765.
That's your 10,765. That's how many days you've been here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Days. Measured days, yeah.
So mine is 19,534. So that's how old we are.
Yeah.
The true age is that's your true age. So why do you think people measure it by the year?
Well, I think mostly it's easier. It's, you know, it's taught in that fashion. However, when you talk about it in this sense, how we're talking about it,
I think it makes it more valued, doesn't it?
Yeah, you appreciate it more. There is something to wake up to. There's something to want next day when you're going to sleep or when you're waking up. You know, we all have
exactly.
That. Yeah.
We all have what? Keep going.
We all have that in us, and it's easy to lose that and measure it by the year, right? And we have that one valuable day in that year, which is a New Year's resolution. What's the turning of the year, you know? What's the next number? We don't count the very important one, which is the one that we can measure the easiest, which is...
That's sad.
Yeah, it's sad people lose themselves in that. And say, oh, you know, they'll even try that New Year's resolution for that, you know, that year. And then fail to do it a couple weeks later and say, oh, just I'll try it next year.
Exactly.
So, yeah, you definitely have to appreciate it. Live in that presence. It's not live in the moment, necessarily, because people... I feel misconstrue it. There's a very broad spectrum when people say that.
When they say what?
Oh, I'm just living in the moment, man. You know, I'm just living in the moment. I'm just going with the wind. And sure, there's a certain value to that statement. But you have to break it down to that day. You have to break it down to that day and understand what does present mean? What does being present mean, rather?
Yeah, I think without that number, you're not going to ever be able to be present. You force yourself with holidays and birthdays and special times. And that's really the trick, is that they've got you to believe in cheating yourself out of experiencing this existence by having you multiply it a certain, you know, a certain way. And in this case, it'd be the Gregorian calendar. So you look at yourself as a 20-year-old or a 70-year-old instead of realizing how many presents that you have and how long you survive. See, that's the part right there that people start to really understand and come alive, is when you realize how long you survived.
Yeah. Survived, absolutely. You know, we all need water pretty frequently when you look at it.
Right, but I was saying that we're here to sleep. Survive.
Yeah.
That's the...
And it's when you really collapse it and you find that middle ground. That's what I feel being present really means.
What's the middle ground?
The middle ground is appreciating it and understanding it throughout the day, you know, understanding our limitations as human beings, and most importantly, that you are surviving each day, right? You are surviving. It doesn't matter how much money you have, or whatever commodity that you might be given in your life, you do have to survive each day. So, you know, when you really find that middle ground of your conscious being, I guess, is what I'm saying, that's how you can attune yourself to that. And it's very easy to lose your way through each day.
To lose your way?
Yeah, to lose your way and just say, oh, I'll do it next week. And then there you go. You lose. Yes. You lose an entire week at that point. You're not focused on being
present.
Present. Being aware.
That's why people procrastinate, because they don't live in the present.
Yeah.
So most of the people all measure their life as years. And when you measure it by years, then you miss out being present, because you're looking forward to holidays coming up. Or birthdays coming up.
Some sort of event.
And you're looking forward too much, and you can never ground yourself in the present. At least that's what I remember when I forgot my number and how many days and presents that I've survived this place. Because no matter who you are, no matter where you are, it's all about survival. This whole experience. There's so much to do here. What else could it possibly be, the reasoning for being here, other than experiencing life? That's the answer to life, is that you're here to experience life.
As it's given to you.
As you experience it.
Sure. Yeah.
So all of our experiences collaborating, that's what creates this place. And that's kind of obvious. So... how long we've been doing it, that's really the question.
Yeah.
How long have we been doing this? Especially now that you have all these fancy gadgets and devices and all these tech tools around people that they can't use them right without causing a fight, maybe. Meaning, if you can't message someone back when they message you, when you get it, and instantly touch back, then the energy's going to know that other person was stalling the other person, for no reason. Be a different story if they if you get a message and you're in the shower and you can hear your notification, or you're outside or you're doing something or whatever, and you notice that, and you don't react, then the energy of this place knows that. So they don't really use the text the way they should. And I think what they're doing is they're trying to escape the present. That's what we're seeing, is we're seeing a lot of people escaping the present that they've been given. Instead of making use of it, they have this tech and they have this access to the world, and they forget about their own self.
Yeah. They wraps around back to procrastinating, you know. They're not using it to sort of give themselves magical powers to being present in multiple locations at the same time.
Yeah, but they don't ever get present because they're using it to escape their situation, mm-hmm. or their environment.
Mm-hmm.
So to stay present and be present on a day-to-day basis on each moment, in every moment, is extremely difficult to do.
Yeah. It takes tremendous focus, right?
What?
It takes tremendous focus.
Yeah, if you don't believe that you're here to experience this place.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't even believe that, and you have to try to convince yourself of that, then every moment and every present that you're here is not going to be very enjoyable.
Right.
I mean, when you embrace that fact that every person, every creature is here to experience this place, then everything changes. When you embrace that and you really believe that,
mm-hmm.
then your life will reflect that, and you'll be... It'll be a totally opposite world that you were used to before, because you actually believe it. You don't have to convince yourself of it on a day-to-day basis. Keep reminding yourself that you believe this or this, this or this or that. There's too many things to believe in, and the one that you're supposed to believe in is yourself.
Yeah, and it definitely wraps around to that. You only have yourself, right? Which is your consciousness, which is your presence. Your focus, your complete, undivided attention. That's up to you. It's up to you to tap into it. We all have that capability, unless you're impaired in some sort of way from that. And but most important, we all have that capability of collaborating, right?
What are you talking about? Finding yourself? Because there's two of it's, you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm saying... Well, what do you mean? What do you mean?
There's two of you. You're not...
Go on.
You're not your name. So when you figure out you're not your name because someone else gave you a name,
mm-hmm.
when you figure out that you are not even a name, then you realize the big game, really, about fooling yourself into believing that you're a name and you're your job and you're what you drive, mm-hmm. your clothes and all that, then that's...
You lose your presence.
Yeah, you lose your presence again. You're not grounded anymore.
Uh-huh.
So if you accept yourself after you know yourself, and here's the thing is that you are your worst enemy. We are our worst enemy. Yeah. That's as simple as that. The people that are around you that you cross with, you realize who they are by their actions, and instead of holding a mirror up to them, most of us, you know, we have to work through our own lesson, and, you know, we strike back or do just what they've done to us. And these are things that each of us have to learn about ourselves before we can ever get through that and remain present. So to be grounded and present every time you awake in this place is not easy if you do not embrace that fact that you you're here to experience this existence. If you think there's more to life and all that, that's ridiculous, because you're not in that other life. You're in this life. So you need to embrace this place. And when you do, it, like I'd said a few minutes ago, it totally turns upside down. It's the opposite of all your worst days and all those things that you think about, you know, and you're not bombarded with negativity constantly. The whole world just completely reverses when you embrace this existence. How's that?
Yeah. That is definitely a good summary of...
Is that a kiss strategy? A kiss strategy, you know what that is. Keep it simple,
keep
strategy.
Keep it simple, stupid.
Well, you don't want to say stupid, but yeah, I guess you could. Keep it simple, strategy.
Ah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. When you break it down in those layers, which is very much a facet of life that we all have to go through, you know, we all have to remain with boredom, or what we call boredom. Which I feel like it's impossible to have, given what's around us now. But
to be bored?
Yeah. To be bored.
Right, that's absolute silly notion, really.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's certain scenarios where you could definitely be bored.
That's a part of being in this place when you're bored, because when you're bored, it motivates you to find something to do in this place or be entertained in this place. That's an okay thing to be bored, but to constantly be bored is kind of...
It's a problem. It's a problem for that person, that individual, I feel.
Well, yeah, it's a problem for them. It's a problem for anyone they cross with, because they, you know, lead their boredom with other people, because they don't value, they don't embrace their present. That's most of the problem nowadays, is that people don't embrace their present. And that's because they don't know their number. They don't know how many presents they got.
Yeah. That's a very simple way of understanding that, for sure.
Kiss strategy.
Yeah. Whatever strategy you want to tackle in life, you definitely want to employ that at some point and experience it. I guarantee you, just like you were saying, guarantee you, you won't have those sort of bad days anymore. You won't have that attachment to your job and whatnot, because that is very unnatural to have that.
What?
You know, Susie at work completely ruined it for me today. Completely ruined
it. Oh, have other people decide your mood and your day?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that doesn't happen at all when you live in the present and you embrace this existence that you're experiencing it. That's what you're doing. So you can, if you keep denying it, if you could say it on the outside to everybody that you want, but if you're denied it on the inside, then you're still going to have problems with being present, because your present's going to not be a good present. It's not going to be a present that you like. And who likes to have a present that they don't like? I know I don't.
It sucks opening up a present and
not being
you're super excited, and then boom, shattered.
Right.
I wanted a fucking Nintendo. You got me a PlayStation. What the fuck?
Right.
Throw it back at her. You know, there's kids like that.
Right.
Oh. Yes, it's sad. It's sad when people don't realize that and don't embrace that.
but they don't know their present number.
They don't know. Yeah.
They don't know how many presents they have.
No.
I know. That's really sad with religious people.
Yeah.
That's even more sad with anyone that's involved with religion to say they don't care to know how many presents they've been given. I mean, that's kind of obvious reason why that would be a disgrace, wouldn't it?
Yeah. It is a disgrace to their for what they stand for, absolutely.
Right.
Blasphemy, if you will. Blasphemy. Absolutely.
Well, it could be, but that should tell you who they are. If they don't know their presence, but they say all this talk of appreciating your present in this life, and they don't know how many presents they got in this life, then that right there will tell you immediately about them. So, in a sense, they tell on themselves. But I haven't found any that knows how many presents they have.
Well, that's definitely a good strategy to use, and way of looking at it. Good perspective change. The time is now.
The time's always now.
Time's always now, right?
Right. The way we measure it is just a way to keep things going for each person. That's the reason why we have a clock. The clock's not going to change. It's always going to be a 12-hour cycle. You know, 12 hours awake, 12 hours sleeping, or whatever it may be for you. But you have a balance of both, you know, being conscious and unconscious.
Yeah.
So the time is what shows itself, whether it's at an event that you like to go to, that you're enjoying your time and it flies by, or if it's something tragic or something detrimental and it slows down. Most people have to experience that to realize that time is just a construct that we came up with, and the clock is what the tool is.
Yes.
And to not make use of your time with that clock is extremely very dangerous, because you don't know how many presents you have.
Absolutely. Yes. It's easy to become a slave, if you will.
Right.
To time.
Well, when you do know your presents and how many presents you have, that time distortion completely vanishes. And you use it like it was intended to, by a clock. And you use the clock instead of having time dictate you. You know, when you're doing something that you enjoy, it's going to all feel the same momentum. Instead of goes by real fast. Because you don't live in the present moment. You know, that 3-hour concert or event that you did, it just pretty much vanishes, because you look forward to it so much and valued it so much that 3 hours turned into a couple minutes, it seems. So you really need to know your number, how many presents you get. It's extremely important while you're here. And I believe that's your magic number out of here. I believe that number will get you to where you need to be. And only you know that number.
Yeah. It's good. It's a good way to keep track. It's a good way to keep track, for
sure.
It's
a good way to account for people's lives, too.
Yeah.
Because a calendar system, to have a man-made calendar system, and you measure your life by a man-made calendar system, is not a good thing. There could be nothing good that could be from that. And if you put yourself on the other side and you ask how many presents did you get, and you don't know, and that would probably bother you and hurt you, make you think that you didn't appreciate this experience. You know, in other words, how many rides have you ridden?
Yeah.
You know, how many rides did you get to ride on Earth?
Yeah.
Oh, I rode 19,534 times today. And Chris was what? What was yours?
10,765.
Okay, so that's how many rides you've been riding.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's what we observe in our lives, in our daily lives, if you will, if you want to break it down to that. That's everything that we take in is a culmination of who we are, which is a factor of conditioning. But it's that this is how you break out of conditioning, is being present and appreciating that present in your life. Which will in turn completely level out your well-being. We already talked about some of the benefiting factors on that. You do have to experience ups and downs. There's never going to be times where if you want things to always be positive, just like you said to me, right?
About what?
Positivity. Just people being positive all the time. Oh, I only be around positive people. And that's a great goal to understand, but it's when you do experience those negative times, you can bounce back in that moment, in that very moment. Whether it be anything, really.
What?
Susie yelling at you at work, getting mad at you, your boss.
I brought up about the positive and negative because of the energy that you get.
Yeah.
People that are always positive, how can you get energy from being positive all the time? You're not going to. So when you cross with negativity...
Well, they're lying to themselves. They're suppressing that negative energy.
I know, but you know what I'm trying to tell you. I told you this before about the battery. So all things run on a battery. To get energy from a battery, you have to have what?
Positive and negative.
Say it a little bit louder.
Positive and negative.
Positive and negative. So when you cross with the negative, you have to know how to balance it to get the energy from it. And the only way to balance it is to not be superficial.
Yeah.
To not have false pretense. So when you're faced with something negative, you'll be able to balance and you'll get all the energy, and everyone around at that moment in that present will get the energy.
Absolutely.
So to be around people all the time positive, or if you try to be all the time positive, you're not going to be able to get any energy out of just positivity. There's no way.
No.
It's not in this existence. That's not how this existence works. This existence works off positive and negative.
Yep.
So
we definitely have to. You have to find that balance, right?
Well, you have to accept that this is how things are. You have to embrace the experience, and when you embrace it, you can recognize, hey, this situation, whatever the situation is that's negative, you have to embrace that's this existence. And we started off by talking about the hurricane. That's a very negative thing.
Yeah.
I don't see how much more negative you can get with having a destructive storm like that. Well, the positive of it was kind of noted by you saying about helping people, and that's when people, human beings, come out and actually help each other in a tragedy.
Yeah.
So there's the energy. The energy's, you have the storm that's totally negative. There's nothing good about any kind of storms or any kind of natural disasters. There's nothing good about it at all. None. With the exception of that's how the earth or this existence repairs itself and cleanses itself. That would be the only positive. But for us as people living in the environment, it's very negative.
Yeah.
And without saying it, and I'm going to say it anyway, it's fatal. So people pass away during these times. So after the event, in this case the storm, you have the people that are around and that are everywhere that bring in the positivity. And then, of course, the energy will flow from that after that happens.
Yeah, so you can harness it. Harness it and...
embrace it?
Embrace it.
Yeah, embrace it.
Experience it.
Experience it. There you go.
Well, I think we just about covered all the topics or the subtopics. Yeah. Of the
being present.
being present. Yeah.
Well, it's very important to know how many presents or how many rides you got.
Yeah.
Present is a good way to look at it because they go past, present, and future. Everyone learns that. So
that's and occasionally you can pick the ride. Sometimes you can.
Yeah, well, when you embrace this existence that is experienced,
pick it more often.
Then you do get yes. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's no waiting for the ride.
No.
That's the best part.
Skip the queue.
There's no waiting for other people to stall you or slow you down. That doesn't happen anymore.
Right.
Because you value your present.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yep. You got to.
What?
You got to embrace it.
Embrace it. Embracement. Embracement.
There you go.
Embrace the mint.
And seal
the
it
mint
up.
Is your mind.
Yes. Yeah, seal it. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Thanks for chatting it up.
No problem.
That was a good monologue.
Well, we're here. We're here in person, so in the future, if I'm somewhere else, we can do it over the lines.
Yeah. Tried kicking that around when I was over in the United Kingdom. Didn't happen.
Okay, well.
Got you then. What else been going around, though? Kicking.
That's it.
Any shout-outs?
No.
Nothing?
Nothing. That's the deal, Squeal.
That's it.
That's the deal, Squeal.
You gonna cut everyone off like that?
That's pretty much it. You gotta live in now.
And
speak from your heart.
Definitely. You can't change yourself for other people. The envy is hard to escape. But when you wake up each day, you have that moment. You have that tiny, tiny moment to decide how you're going to react throughout that day. That's how
they call those moods.
Right, moods, emotions. So, I hope everyone's in a good emotion, and if anything, we turned it around for you.
Exactly.
And I appreciate everyone tuning in, listening, and trust me, I have a beard. Thank you again, Dad.
You got
sitting
it.
Down.
You got it.
Using your presence.
You acted right.
Yeah, no one had to storm off in the studio.
Right, exactly.
Let's see here. I like this site. Check out twiststory.com. That's twist, S-T.
Twist, O-R-I.
Yeah, twist.
Twist.
Right, S-T.
No, you just spell out twist and then O-R-I.com.
.com. And then it gives you an aggregated view of tweets, different subjects, like love, hate, think,
the
believe.
Emotions, that's what Christopher's talking about, because it lists emotions.
Super keywords. It's nice. It scrolls.
The best screensaver available.
Yeah.
If you just want to be connected online and you just don't have anything that you're doing on the device, just have it scroll through. You can interact with it too. So it's twist, twistori.com.
Check it out.
Good people there at the server.
Check it out. And I've been gaming it up on Astroneer, Dad. It's a voxel base game.
Okay.
It's a terrain editor game. You build a base, blast off, use a spaceship.
It's not like Frogger.
Not like Frogger, no.
Not like Frogger.
No Frogger elements.
What about Defender?
No.
Asteroids?
No, nothing like played. This is a whole different experience.
Not like ping pong?
Yeah.
Table tennis?
I can't wait to strap in a virtual reality headset with you.
Well, it's around the corner, I guess.
It is. We're going to just... I think the first thing you're going to say is, holy fuck. Beep. That's what you're gonna say. Holy fuck, beep.
Right.
Yeah. Thank you again, everyone, for tuning in. Check out facebook.com/ETAcast. Maybe hit that like button. Not many people have done that, but check out the page. Appreciate it. Thank you, Podomatic, for supporting ETAcast and letting us use free hosting. Great. Thanks. And thank you again, Muggsy, for just hitting us up. Appreciate it, man, and hope everyone liked his music. I dabble into rap. So, it's definitely my style.
He dabbles in.
Yeah.
That's the deal. Keep it Israel.
Keep it Israel. And remember, everyone, and you, Dad, you got the ears. I got the beard. We'll see you next time. Trust me, I have a beard.
See ya.
Cheers.